This is Twit.
Iconic 70s rock band Kiss, and its frontman Gene Simmons, who also had an interesting trademark registration application. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So this falls into the what in the kofefi is going on here? I know Matt loves to talk about kofefi, but it's
just like you love to talk about PETA.
As we talked about last week, there's a huge surge of kofefi trademark applications before the PTO, most if not all of which are likely to be denied. And this most recent one by Gene Simmons that was filed, I think it was either earlier this week or maybe late last week, I think falls into that kofefi dustbin. What he has done is Kiss and frankly, a variety of rock bands over the last several decades have used the devil horn sign to, you know, express themselves during the course of their shows. Of course, the devil horn sign is this. I guess some debate whether the thumb should be out or not. But in any event, Gene Simmons has filed a trademark application with the United States Patent and Trademark Office to trademark that for entertainment services, claiming that he came up with it on his own back in the 1970s or thereabouts, and that it is a source identifier identified exclusively with him and his entertainment services that he has provided. So I think there are lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of other people that would dispute that claim. I think this is likely to be rejected by the examiner. The examiner will be looking at all sorts of outside evidence to see if this could possibly act as a source identifier, and it will quickly – he or she will quickly realize, if they haven't already, that this sign is used in a variety of contexts. It's actually used for signing I love you. It's also used by a variety of rock bands and other people to express themselves during rock shows. So I don't think this is identified exclusively with Mr. Simmons or anybody else for that matter. But, you know, hey, he wanted to file the application. He had to pay a few hundred bucks to the federal government. So why not?
Yeah, I think that he actually would have a better shot if he'd put the thumb over the two fingers, right? Because then it wouldn't look like Shaka Bra from Hawaii and or California surf culture. Right. But the drawing they submitted has the thumb extended, as does the picture, I guess, they submitted with Gene Simmons and Dave Grohl illustrating the would-be trademark in action. Andrew, do you agree this one's going to go down in flames?
So, two things. Number one, mm-hmm. It's definitely thumb over the fingers for the devil horn. Okay. I say this as somebody who came of age in the 1980s. And number two, I think the court can take judicial notice of the fact that Ronnie James Dio invented the devil horns. We all know that. So, I think there's prior art here.
Okay. Matt, do you even know who we're talking about?
No, Google is getting a workout right now.